welcome to the first show of the Breed and Hilleman show.
Hello.
I mean, this isn't really the first show. We did other ones, but they were different.
First available.
This is the first with video. We're sorry, everyone.
Apologies ahead of time.
We highly advise everyone to consume the audio only version of this. This is purely done for us to see passage of time in our faces.
Yes. Much pontification.
What we decided we're going to do today is a segment that we call
Take a Side.
Oh crap, we gotta fix the soundboard. A segment that we call
Take a Side.
Much better. Much better. Okay. First of all, we have to decide on a topic and breed. You've got a great system for this.
Oh, here we go.
What are we using today?
All right. Topic number one. We should probably go next if we don't like this topic. Potatoes. For or against potatoes versus sweet potatoes?
Yeah, the sweet potato versus potato battle.
There you go. There you go.
I think it would be more entertaining to choose the side of the thing that I don't like, but in this case, it's almost like a... it's really a black or white issue to me, so I have to choose on the side of potatoes.
And while we know some people that would also choose strictly because of their diet needs, that they would choose potatoes, I, on the other hand, would always choose sweet potatoes.
And you're wrong, but that's what we're here for.
Exactly. My argument on this would be, sweet potatoes, one, taste better. You can put brown sugar on them, which, you know, is like automatic, and cinnamon, which is good for you. You know, it's a spice of some sort.
It comes from the bark of a tree, right?
Exactly.
There are different kinds of cinnamons. One of them comes from the bark of a tree, and that is good for you. Another one does not, and it's like a root, maybe, and it can give you a stroke. But anyways... Continue on.
Interesting. So I would say, so potatoes are a lot of starch, right? In there.
Yes.
Get a lot of carbohydrates.
Whoa. Right. No, you're attacking potatoes. What is the rest? So at this point, you said that sweet potatoes taste better because you can put mounds of sugar on them.
Well, even if you don't, they naturally have a sweetness about them.
Yeah, because they're like the unhealthy version of potato.
Well, what's a normal carb count for a potato? Do we know?
I don't know. Should we look this up?
This is why we have the
carb count.
Yeah. Let's look up nutritional facts. But just by taste alone, to me anyway, I would always take sweet potato.
Okay. The calories between a white potato. I didn't want this to get into that type of topic. I've never heard of a white potato before. I was thinking more like russets or
gold, Yukon gold.
What are those small little red ones? Are good too.
Purple fingerlings or whatever.
I can't remember what they're called, but okay. So they have listed here on the first thing, and I'm not going to spend time to search for more. White potato versus sweet potato. Calories, it's 92 to 90, so pretty much a push. 2 grams of protein, fats the same, carbs the same, fiber. Okay, sweet potato wins on fiber. So, okay.
As a man of olding age, getting older, we need our fiber.
Okay, so listen, you get vitamin A, like that's a landslide victory to sweet potato. Vitamin B6. You get a little nudge there. Vitamin C, a little nudge, but who cares about that? Potassium, that's really what drives the body. It's potassium, and there's a 7% advantage for a white potato.
Rest
of the thing. So here's the thing. Maybe on paper, by default, you may possibly get a slight advantage. But then you put your mounds of brown sugar and other things. Mm-hmm.
Which is needed, you know, a good part of the time.
You've taken, I mean,
it's not required, but it's preferred. It's like butter. Do you eat a baked potato without anything on it?
If I mix it with another food.
Ah, see. So, oh, that's right. You did do the brisket.
Yes, with brisket, I could just mix it with the meat and the other things, and it's a great base.
Okay, You got me there. That's true. Sweet potato does not make a
base. It doesn't mix well.
No, it doesn't. It really only mixes with brown sugar and cinnamon. that's right. And marshmallows. Marshmallows, pecans.
Once again, it's like you're turning it into a pie.
I see no problem with this.
So isn't there, is a sweet potato pie, right?
Yes, there is.
Is there a potato pie?
Yeah.
If there is, it's like some guy named Bob made potato pie in Kentucky in 1967. And
the ones that I've seen most recent is they slice the potatoes really thin and layer them in on top of each other with like.
That's like a hobo dinner.
Well, this is like a whole thing made of that, though. Oh, so they stack it. Yeah, they take a pie crust and they layer it and they just go all the way to the top with it. And then they bake it.
Okay.
And then they'll cut through it. So it's kind of like, what is it? Au gratin potatoes or something?
Yes. But... Okay. Which brings up a great point. Versatility. Versatility, the nod has to go to, it's not even close. You've got chips. You've got like hash browns. Like you don't have to make hash browns out of sweet potatoes. Like think of all the different forms of potatoes. There's mashed potatoes. No one does mashed sweet potatoes either.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
It'd just be sugar mush.
That's exactly what I like. Let's say we go to steakhouse or something, like Outback. Sponsor. So I'll get the sweet potato and I just hollow that thing out and smush everything up and eat it with the brown sugar and cinnamon in there.
So. That's because you have a problem, but it's not a like an accepted norm.
Not everybody does that. At all.
And sweet potatoes are more expensive, right?
Are they?
So they're only for the rich.
I don't know.
So if you think you're better than us, then...
sweet potatoes are the way to go. I hear you on the versatility. That's true. You can make sweet potato fries, which...
That is a thing, yes.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do you do with sweet potatoes? That's pretty much about it.
So because this is the level of research we will do in the show. The very first thing in Quora, I'm not even going to their site. I'm just using the Google saying sweet potatoes or yams or boniatos are more expensive than potatoes in countries where white, gold, blue potatoes are grown in huge quantities, which probably is true for US. I don't know. Oh, demand for sweet potatoes is irregular and inconstant. Incontinent, but inconstant.
Yeah.
Higher in some holiday seasons. You know what that means?
Definitely.
That means people can't make up their minds on it. And it's higher for the holiday seasons. So think about it. There are foods people eat during the holidays, but they don't eat the rest of the year. And why is that? Because they suck, but they're just fine for like nostalgia.
I got you. So more of a memory food than something they enjoy. Only enjoy it because there's marshmallows and pecans on top of it.
Yes. Mm. And I argue that if someone started today, like they said, we made a new food, the sweet potato, would they put that crap on it like today? Or did they do it because it was invented in the 1960s?
That's a good question.
Or the 80s, maybe. The 80s would have been a prime time to add the marshmallows. And
right.
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, you still probably have health nuts that just eat, take the sweet potato, peel it, and cook it, and you're set at that point. But I don't.
Oh, here's a question. Do you enjoy potatoes, though?
Yes.
Okay. How many people have you, my wife enjoys sweet potatoes. I do not, but she also enjoys potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I know very, very many people who like potatoes. I know some people who don't like sweet potatoes, but it's very rare to find someone who likes sweet potatoes and doesn't like potatoes.
It's true. It's a good point. So for the masses, so would you say sweet potatoes are definitely more of an elite thing? Like the people who like sweet potatoes are probably better
case in point.
The rest of the I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying that's true.
Your
wife sounds amazing.
One of us has Apple headphones and one of us has these cheap, you know, Dollar General, another sponsor, pair of
nice. Bing. We need a bell every time. Sponsor. Boom.
We could, yeah. Well, I'll edit that in.
Okay. Thanks. Nice. You know, I'm just saying.
Actually, just do this. Just like go and push it at the screen, and then you went off the site. Like there. Oh, like Minority Report. There you go. Cool. Okay. Stop. Stop. It's getting annoying. No, stop it. It's.
I had to move it off the screen.
I'm not going to add the bell. It's just the bell. I'm not going to spend that much time.
And then you got to move it off the screen. Like Minority Report.
Yes. You just used my joke again.
Oh.
You weren't listening. How are we supposed to have a debate if you won't even listen to me?
Sorry. My bad.
Okay. So we're almost at time. We have to, the way this game works, we didn't describe the rules of the game beforehand, but we come up with them as we need to. There has to be a winner, and we have to both unanimously agree on a winner.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say, you know, you've made some valid points about potatoes.
Yes.
And I would say for 99% of the world, mainly probably US and Ireland, potatoes probably win out. But for the better people out of that 2%, sweet potatoes win out.
So for the first time in this whole argument, I think we maybe agree. So is it fair to say that this is the way we end the argument? I win the argument that potatoes are better.
Mm-hmm.
And you're okay with that as long as I admit that you're better than me.
No. Just that people that prefer sweet potatoes are possibly better human beings than people that prefer potatoes.
I'm just simplifying that to us. That means you are saying that you want me to admit that you are better than me.
No, not necessarily.
I can do that. I can do that. I'm okay with that. I just want to know what the terms are here. Like, I don't have a problem with that. I'm the common man. I am. That's who I speak to. I speak to our audience members who feel like they are not elite.
Oh,
you speak
Apple headphones.
you speak to people who drive Lexuses with tape decks.
I do speak to those people sometimes. Yes,
that's
true. I spoke to one less than 12 hours ago.
There you go. And so this is for him.
Nice. We'll have to have him on as a guest for.
No, because if we do that, then the whole show will stop. Because he'll never make it here.
That's true. Good point.
Oh no! And now your video froze.
Oh no!
Just. Did you raise your hand? It says you raised your hand. Yes. Lower your hand. Now we're. This is going to be an awkward end to the whole thing.
Is that why it froze?
I don't know. It's going to be an awkward end to it, but that's okay.
What the heck?
We're over. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to be able to edit anything I want you to say. I'm just going to be able to go with it now.
We lost Breed. What happened?
You're there. Your video is just not working.
Oh, that's messed up. The camera overheated?
Will happen, everyone, when you try to do something for the first time. And with that, I think our show is over.
I would wave. I'm waving right now.
Oh, I'll edit that in.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure it'll be perfect. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.